September 21st, 2021, Tacoma's sister cities celebrated the 40th United Nations International Day of Peace and the dedication of the new Peace Pole at Thea's Park, 405 Dock Street in Tacoma. Radio Tacoma was particularly excited about this event since our president, Marilyn Kimmerling, winner of the 2020-2021 Tacoma Peace Prize, received her medallion during the event. The MC for the event was Francis Lorenz from the Center for Spiritual Living. Speakers included Mayor Victoria Woodard, City of Tacoma, Ryan Mello of the Pierce County Council, a Metro Parks Commissioner, Brendan Nelson of Hilltop Action Coalition, Claire Petrich, President of Tacoma Sister Cities, and former Mayor Pro Tem Bill Evans, who installed the original globe and peace pole following 9/11. The new 12-foot peace pole carries the message in all the languages of our sister cities, proclaiming, "May peace prevail on earth." Music was provided by the Tacoma Refugee Choir and Steve and Christy Niebel. These are the words of wisdom from Marilyn Kimmerling.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are here today on the International Day of Peace, and I want to acknowledge first that we're standing on the Puyallup Nation's land. I also want to remind folks here today that this is the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. Thank you, first of all, to my dear friend Nancy Farrell, who nominated me for this award. Nancy, you always see the best in people and are the most determined person I have ever known. I love you. And thank you to Matt Nagel. That was a beautiful article that you wrote about the Peace Prize and also about the rededication of the International Peace Park. Next, I want to thank the Greater Tacoma Peace Prize Committee for deciding to name me as the recipient of this prize. I was astounded when I found this out. Thank you so much for choosing me, for in doing so. And by the way, I used to tell my clients that I counseled that I was their attainable role model, because if I could make my way in life, they could do it too. So thank you, Greater Tacoma Peace Prize Committee, because in choosing me, you are letting all Tacomans know that their work for a better city, for justice, a better world, matters too, and is recognized. Tacoma is a city of amazing people and energy, and I love it here. I want to do a special shout out to JVP, that's Jewish Voice for Peace, Veterans for Peace, Food Not Bombs, Tacoma Housing Now, Radio Tacoma, Tacoma IWW, that's Industrial Workers of the World, La Resistencia, Tacoma Raging Grannies, and Tacoma 350. I am proud to be an active member of these groups. But it would be a shame not to also specifically name and thank Black Lives Matter, Sunrise DSA, Justice for Manny, Attorneys for Police Accountability, The Conversation, The Black Collective, labor unions that work tirelessly for equity and justice, and so many more groups. You can't have peace without justice. I have been asked what I feel is the most important issue facing us today. For me, that is climate change. The Occupy movement taught me to always look for the root cause of the symptoms. We now have massive floods, fires, droughts, killing heat waves and storms sweeping the world, and more to come. If we no longer have a livable planet because of our refusal to live sustainably, to stop using up all the fossil fuels which are heating up the planet, then all other issues are a moot point. In Tacoma, we have the obligation and the opportunity to do our part in the tide flats. Future generations will thank us for that, even if some in our own generation can't clearly see that yet. There are more things that we have in common than those which divide us. Our love for Tacoma, the Puget Sound, our families and friends here should mean that we can work through the transitions we have to face. Next important, I feel, is to ensure that everyone can vote, have their voices heard. If voter suppression, gerrymandering, and the problems created by corporate personhood are addressed, then the pandemics of houselessness, poverty, and the sweeping COVID-19 pandemic could be resolved too. That, of course, will require action by Congress. You could call me a dreamer. I am pretty naive in some ways, but in my experience, first people are shocked when others talk about a new idea. Then they laugh at it. Then they start talking about these ideas. Then Congress starts talking about it, which is where we are now. And eventually, it will happen. Of that, I'm sure, and what a change that will bring. I'll leave you with a quote that I love from Martin Luther. But I've got to tell you, for years, I thought it was Luther Burbank because they're both Luthers. And it talked about apple trees. But the quote is, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I still would plant my apple tree." To me, that means that when you know what you were put here to do, when you know what right action is, you do it regardless of the outcome. An apple tree takes time to bear fruit. Be persistent. Be patient. Be a seed. Fruit may yet come.
Many of the attendees have known Marilyn for a long time. This is what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Michael Kagan, and I've known Marilyn for many years. She's one of the very few people in the world who I really admire. She has done so much good work. I don't know how she fits it all in. She must not sleep. And she's just a great model for a committed, involved, active citizen. I appreciate everything she does and hope she can continue for many more decades.
Bill Barsma, former mayor of Tacoma. I knew Marilyn through her passion, her commitment to peace, her activism, and her beauty of thought. And I'm so pleased to see that she's being recognized. It's oftentimes, you know, the people in the news, the notables are recognized. She is not. She's the workhorse, so to speak, person behind the scenes. And so I'm so very pleased to see it and proud of the organization that has recognized her and hope that she can get to Norway.
David Dinamore, member of Veterans for Peace Tacoma chapter. I've known Marilyn for several years, involved in peace activities and other community activities. I'm amazed how she finds 30 hours a day to do everything she does. We're very proud to be here to help congratulate her.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Parker. I live in Tacoma, and I have the privilege of knowing Marilyn, who is definitely a local treasure. And I first met her when I was involved in Indivisible Tacoma, helping organize a rally, and she was helping me lead the chants because Demita O'Dell, the woman who actually runs the Indivisible Tacoma rallies, she's the mastermind behind them, but she's very shy. She's quiet, and I'm a loudmouth, so I would get to do that. And so Marilyn and I are calling out the chants, and she's got some granny, she's got some songs, she's got good cheer. She lives in my neighborhood. We talk about our gardens, especially like she and my husband bond over gardening. So because it's not all activism all the time, though it's a lot of activism. I'm also one of the raging grannies. Yeah, just everything Marilyn gives to the community, and just especially aside from all the work she does, just her wonderful personality and her good cheer and her kindness and her calming influence. And yet she's fun. So Marilyn is very special to me. So thank you for letting me speak.
Well, Marilyn, it's just such an honor to be here when she was honored because she has done so much. You just see her in the community. I mean, she's visible. And if we want to do anything for our community, we have got to be visible. You know, I mean, that's pretty simple. But anyway, but thanks.
I am Frances Lorenz, and I've known Marilyn from all of her activism in the community, and I think she's a fabulous recipient of the Peace Prize. And, of course, we look to her to guide us on the next cause for peace that we ought to be supporting. So it's a great honor to be here.
I'm Mario Lorenz, and I work with the Sister Cities program, and I've known Marilyn for a few years. She's done house parties and all that sort of thing. She's always very active in the community, and she's a person to be reckoned with. I know that there's a lot of things that she does that are not always in the light of acceptance, and so therefore her job is certainly worth doing. Sometimes I wish I had the courage to be more like her. And that's an admirable quality. I think she's a light for all of us.
I nominated Marilyn in 2014. She wasn't exactly right on that, but they finally learned.
Yes.
They did. And isn't she an absolutely outstanding critic?
Absolutely.
I mean, she is so smart that she takes on more than we know.
Yes. Hi, I'm Christy Niebel. I met Marilyn Kimmerling in 2003 when we were among the first members of United for Peace of Pierce County just before the war in Iraq started. And the group was huge then, lots and lots of people gathering to protest. It was the biggest protest in the world. Yeah, and we are still working together with Veterans for Peace, and she is an associate member, as am I. And we stand out in front of the freeway every Monday at noon, if anybody would like to join us, holding a giant freeway banner that says End Systemic Racism, Veterans for Peace.
Oh, my name is Steve Niebel, and I know Marilyn just through all of the peace activities that we've been involved in, and that she's been a fellow in the trenches kind of person, you know, and we've been really pretty close friends, you know, for quite a while now. I mean, you gotta love Marilyn, right? You know.
Tom Carlin. I've known Marilyn ever since the Tacoma Veterans for Peace Chapter 134 formed. How many years ago? About 7-8 years ago? Yeah. And she is an exemplary activist for peace. Speaking, she's a person that's, whoever it was, talked about her not being afraid to speak truth to power. And she does it in a peaceful way. Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm Laura Carlin, and I don't know if I can remember the first ever meeting Marilyn. Part of my connection with her is loving to sing, and the peace groups, especially People for Peace, Justice, and Healing, that used to meet Saturday mornings. And the peace picnic we would have every year as a way to draw lots of groups together. I think she had started the Peace Pie Prize at that event. And just so many good memories of joyful activism with Marilyn. That's what comes to mind when I think of her work.
Hi, I'm Erin Gwinnett from the Tacoma Refugee Choir, and we had a lovely time singing for the dedication of the Peace Pole today and the honoring of Marilyn Kimmerling.
The event was made possible by Tacoma Sister Cities. Here is a bit more information on them.
Hi, my name is Claire Petrich, and I've been involved in Sister Cities for probably about 20 years. It started when I got really interested in bringing dragon boats to Tacoma, and so We've had a wonderful time in our relationship between Fuzhou, China, through the Dragon Boats, and this project here at the park is just filling my heart with joy. Sister Cities works quietly. Committees are formed to establish the sister city relationship, and we don't often get a chance to like speak out together as we did today and speak in the language of our own sister city. So many people, not all, but we have 13 sister cities, but maybe half of our sister cities have chairs who are people who were born in those countries. And so some of them were refugees who came here. Some of them came here because they married servicemen and came here because of that. Others came as students and stayed, and others are married here, and so that's why they're here. So it's very special to be connected with the country of your origin and be able to do wonderful things that get people in your adopted country to learn about and meet and understand the people of your country of origin. So it was very, very special today to have so many folks who were able to speak in their language. It was great. It was interesting because the conversation was about peace. And I think, to me, today's program showed how many different levels we understand peace. When you look at Marilyn and you look at the work that she has done in dozens and dozens of organizations, bringing peace through justice, it's innumerable the items that she has done. And then you think about, well, really, how do we have peace unless we can figure out to have it in our own lives? And speaking for myself, it's not an easy thing. I totally do not believe that peace is easy at any level. And mostly because it takes a long time. There's lots of failures along the way. You have expectations. They may happen, they may not. It's a lifetime dedication to understand peace in your own life and in your community and in our world.
A plaque will be installed with these words. On September 11th, 2002, a year after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the city of Tacoma and Metro Parks dedicated a new monument to honor Tacoma's link to the international community and our dedication to peace. The Peace Plaza includes the harbor flag, a time capsule, and the peace pole and globe that celebrate Tacoma's relationship with our sister cities and sister ports around the world. The peace pole repeats the phrase, "Let there be peace on earth," in the languages spoken in Tacoma's sister cities. This location has a significant multicultural history. It sits within the traditional homelands of the Puyallup people, who have lived and worked here for millennia. They know the Tacoma area as Ka'alale in the Tulshitsi language. Despite this significance, the longhouses near this site were burned down and sacred features destroyed. The Puyallup people were then removed and placed on the newly established reservation in 1856. Just down the shore was a Chinese enclave whose residents were expelled by a white mob in 1885 after Congress passed the Anti-Immigration Chinese Exclusion Act. Also, here was the terminus of the Northern Pacific Railroad, where goods brought from across the continent shipped out to sea. Nearby was the downtown neighborhood of Nihonmachi, or Japantown, which stood from the late 19th century until World War II, when the federal government forcibly relocated Japanese-American residents to distant internment camps. Just above that is the historic Hilltop District, still home to one of Washington's original African-American communities. and the Peace Plaza is housed within Thea's Park, named for Thea Foss, a young Norwegian immigrant who, with $5 and a rowboat, founded what became an international shipping company. Today, the site serves as the gateway to one of North America's largest and busiest international ports and continues to greet residents and visitors of many cultures. Indigenous paddlers join the canoe journey, an annual seagoing gathering of Coast Salish tribes from around the Salish Sea region. Dragon boat races, a tradition and sport that began in southern China more than 2,000 years ago, passed swiftly by. Vessels from around the world, from kayaks to container ships, enter the harbor for tourism and trade. Now, to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and renew our commitment to our international family, the Peace Plaza has been restored with a new peace pole. We hope this site will remain for generations to come as a testament to peace around the globe and to continue helping Tacoma welcome the world. Dedicated by the Tacoma Sister Cities Council, September 2021. Let peace prevail on earth.